Well, did you guys miss us? We will be recapping last week's episode. Plus, what's a pool party without drama? And does Tammy have an issue with Shawnee? We're talking about all that and more. We have news and special segments. It's all coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Like I said, last week we were out, so hopefully you guys weren't mad at us for that. But we are back this week to talk about last week a little bit and this week's episode. So I am your host, El Marie, and I have my other host with me.
Yes, it's your boy Jay Lamar here.
Hi, what's up everyone? I'm Kayla Renee.
And I'm Laura L. Thomas.
Yeah, so real quick, usually we do like an overall, so I'll wait for the overall since we're going to recap last week.
Sure.
And then, so let's kind of just get into last week like a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, something that stood out for me last week was Miss Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shady boots. Having a moment.
I can't.
How did you guys feel about Jennifer and her moment at the salon party?
About Messy Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Child.
She was all kinds of drunk.
She was all good and drunk.
She was.
That's that good drunk.
She was all kinds of drunk.
She needed to be. She was in the middle of every like situation that was going on.
She was going through so much to be Jennifer.
Which is like so annoying. Like, I mean, come on. We all have our stuff that we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she just, she can't,
But
I don't know.
You have to admit, there's nothing like a good drunken situation when you're going through some stuff.
It's always better when you're drunk.
And then a drunken rant, too.
Like,
it's yeah, but, like, do it, like, in the privacy of your own home. Like, don't do it at a party.
No, public is always better, so I can watch.
I was going to say, like, with your close friends, because to me in that moment, it seemed like she wasn't really owning everything that her and Evelyn did,
she
you know.
Too.
So it was like, you're going to just use that as an excuse.
When does Jennifer ever own anything?
Nothing. She attaches herself to everybody else's stuff.
Definitely. Because I was waiting for her to own up to that whole fact about, you know, Tammy saying like, oh, tell everyone I said hi, but you know who I don't speak to or whatever. She definitely took that and ran with it like, oh, Evelyn, that was directed towards you. Like, that was just so direct.
And but then she expected the girls to kind of say that she was joking about her comment about CC.
Yeah.
And her happy endings.
Well, I like I love Tammy's comment when she says she stirs more pots than Martha Stewart. Because literally every time she turns around, I was like, she's like inserting herself in something else.
It really is true.
She's securing that check.
She
and everybody's storyline.
Keep them storylines.
I guess she. Yeah. She's either the worst or the best character on this show. I can't decide which one.
What else kind of stood out to you guys for last week?
Kristen. I'm like, I felt like her voice was kind of coming out there, but then she broke down and got a little emotional at the little mixer, I felt bad because everybody was kind of ganging up on her, like, why didn't you tell your friend what happened? But it's like, that wasn't really her place, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have been talking about her friend anyway, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially somebody's busy.
Having her little breakdown as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They did have a little meltdown.
Yeah.
It's just they're new, though.
I'm trying to open up to you guys. I'm new here with this little friendship circle, and I'm gonna bring you guys into my salon where I work, where you just made your jokes and was teasing me.
Mm-hmm. So where I do my happy endings.
Allegedly,
she should have gave them a happy ending.
I'm extending myself to you guys, and then you guys just come with like all the drama. Like I know that had to be a lot.
That would have been cute if she had like little gift bags for them that said my happy ending.
Okay, yeah,
that
would have been shade.
That would have been good.
CC needs some little lessons real quick.
If you need me, CC, I'm here.
She does, because she mentioned like she's like she's not a pushover and things like that. Mm-hmm. She'll get with someone, but I didn't see you get with nobody yet.
I'm like, girl, don't be a doormat at the same time. Gotta, like, don't let everybody walk over you, because it's not a good look either.
Well, it's only episode 3 and 4, so we'll see what she'll do next week.
Yeah.
And so then we have OG that had a pool party slash, was it her birthday or she was just having a party?
I think it was her birthday.
It was birthday, like barbecue, pool thing,
yeah.
How many people does it have to be to have a party?
I think more than what we saw.
That was more of a gathering.
That was a little gathering.
We'll get together.
Production made it a total of 10.
Yeah. If that, I think it was a couple extras. That,
but there was like, no, truly, I was like, there was no like DJ. There was no food being served. Like, it was literally just like, come sit on this chair for a couple of hours. And we're just like, what? That's not a party?
And then the shady cameraman had a little floaties walking past looking real bored.
Yeah.
And then OG was like the only one in like swimsuit.
Attire. Oh, she was in her swimsuit.
Well, Jackie came full Wakanda gear with the whole headdress and everything, but yeah, everybody else wasn't in
you
theme
said that
at
was
all.
A swimsuit?
It was something.
Wasn't it? What? Oh. She had her nice little swimsuit. Cover up.
Oh, with her cover up her little G string thongy thingy.
Top. And
oh,
okay.
All right. It was a nice that's a choice. Choice. That's a look. Like,
it's a look, all right.
It's a look.
It was a little pool number.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Number zero, girl.
I can't wait to
By the way, you guys, our new host. How amazing are they?
I know.
Welcome.
Shady, you want to shady too?
Freaking Frack, look.
I am here for it. I am here for it.
The new freaking Frack.
So we love it. Going down as a pool party, though. So we have the old beef. Beef. What's a beef? Old beef stirring up with Evelyn and Jackie. Like, here we go again, and Miss Messy Boots kind of starts, it brings it up, like, why can't you guys just talk? Sometimes it's like, leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they're here, they're being cordial, let it be.
Wait, 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 who did you call Miss Messy Boots?
Jen.
Oh, I thought that Miss Talking Tammy was the one that told.
She called them over there, but wasn't it Jen that was like, you guys need to.
Jen called Evelyn over. No, it didn't, no.
I think she? No. Jen called. I think Jen did call Evelyn, but then Tammy
called Jackie.
Jackie.
So it was a duel.
It was a duel.
Messy
yeah.
All right.
And it was all orchestrated by Shawnee O'Neal.
It was
in the back.
Let's be honest.
Wasn't there. Shawnee always avoids the good, the big drama.
Oh yeah,
she does.
Yeah,
you never see her in the middle of none of that.
Well, that's the only time I kind of look forward to seeing Shawnee is.
Yeah.
You know,
when it's a pop off.
It's a bore. Shawnee's such a bore.
Oh my goodness.
She gotta orchestrate everything. She can't be all there. She can't get her hands messy.
She does.
But I don't know. I think the whole drama with Jackie and Evelyn, I don't even think they're gonna like reconcile at this point. It's kinda like when you bring in the kids, it's kinda like I think that line has already been crossed and it's kinda like that whole relationship should just be dead.
It's done. It's like let that go.
It's like we don't like each other.
They're gonna fight every time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's gonna start getting exhausting and old, and we're just gonna be like, okay, we're
it's old already.
I was gonna say it's been exhausting and old. I'm a little over it. I was like kinda mad that we were already talking about it again. I was like, really? We have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
guys.
Well, let's talk about a new beef. Kristen.
Okay.
And OG.
Yes.
So the Kristen, unnecessary beef,
that tickled me.
That we word just got it bothered Kristen.
She was like, who is we?
Who is we? And, okay. And I granted, yeah, OG just came into the conversation, but at the same time, it is her party. So if she wants to insert, in my opinion, if she wants to insert herself, she can.
Yeah.
See what's going on and try to calm it down. Well, you know, it seems like you guys, this isn't going to be resolved. So why don't we just, who's we? And did it, like, what was your problem, Kristen?
I think OG just rubbed everybody the wrong way.
She kind of came a little aggressive. I kind of felt her energy was a little aggressive.
I think it's more
right
so the ensemble. The ensemble just rubbed everybody the wrong way.
But also, too, like, why does Kristen get to call herself a we? Like, she just got here, girl. You just got here. Like,
but look at her position in the crew. Like, she is, like, the sidekick of Evelyn and Jennifer and Shawnee now. So she feels like she's...
Now? But she just got here. Now? Like, she got here, like, 5 minutes before OG.
But you know who she was prior to the show? She was Shawnee's, like, one of Shawnee's good friends. Her husband actually coaches Shawnee's son's team.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So she probably felt like she had a little bit of entitlement because
she was lingering in the back, but she was never in the
ball.
Well, sure. Sure, but still, I was just like, wait a second.
All the whole drama was just unnecessary. Like, that whole thing about the Wii, and then she started bringing her husband into it.
I was here for it.
Me too. That's what you get.
I was looking for some new drama. I was tired of Evelyn and Jackie. I was looking for some new drama.
It is time to stir the
teapot. She didn't even really have anything to say. She's like, I'm super grown. I have a husband.
And OG laid that on her like, do you know where your husband is?
That is the question of the day, though. Like, if you got a pool party, like, do you know where your husband is?
No, that makes me get a car. I'm gone. I'm gone.
I'd be like, hey, you start thinking about it. Like, wait, where is my man? Hold on.
Like, do you know something I don't
know? I know, right?
So are y'all Team OG or y'all team Kristen?
Ooh, I'm still kind of undecided. I don't know.
Me too. Because okay, I kind of like her scent. But I just didn't like her in that moment.
In that moment.
Yeah.
So, and the jury's still out on OG.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, her aggressive behavior was just like, she might get a couple drinks thrown on her in, like, next episode. I don't know.
We'll see. I got my verdict. I'm Team Kristen.
I'm Team Kristen, too. Yeah.
I might be leaning towards her, though, yeah. Because I'm never for the bully and the dramatics and the theatrics and stuff like that. So,
I feel like I could relate to Kristen way more in these two episodes, for sure. Especially because we got to see her home life a little bit. Like, she's a young mom.
Yeah.
I'm a mom myself. I got a new baby. Oh, so, it's like, he's real cute. Walker.
Oh, Walker!
Little Walker.
My babies excite me.
I know. He's real cute. He's 4 months old. Wow. Little nugget. I know. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about Kristen.
Right?
I'm just saying, I could relate to her in this episode a lot, just as like her young family wanting to grow, all of that. So
are you ready for baby number two?
Oh yeah.
Let's go. She'll be like, no, not yet. She was like, yes.
Yeah,
she's like,
yes.
I was feeling Kristen. I'm telling you guys. I was like, I do that to my husband too. I'm like, babe, have a drink. Here you go. Let's go celebrate.
Loosen up a little bit.
It was kind of funny.
I hope your husband's watching.
If he's not, he'll make it listen to it tomorrow on his way to work.
It's kind of funny because Kristen's husband was like, well, you talk about another baby, but you want to go out and, you know, do a party and everything like that. And you were like, mm-hmm.
No, it was. I was like, I literally just had this conversation with my husband. I was like, ooh, girl, I feel you. I know exactly what you're going through because it's hard. You you want to have this family and growing and have your babies and all of that. But then also you kind of like, oh, I want to go out too.
You still got to have a life too.
It's true. True. So,
well, your snapback after this baby 4 months ago, girl.
Well, fine. Thank you.
You doing it?
Yes. Well,
you doing it?
Thank you. More on that later.
Oh my goodness! Do we have anybody in the live chat?
We got a couple people watching, but nobody's jumping in yet. So, guys, if you want to let us know your thoughts, ask us some questions, please hop in the live chat. We're there all the time. We want to hear what you got to say. Yes.
Definitely.
All right, so let's move on to Tammy and Jennifer.
Once again, like Jennifer, here we are again.
It seems like every topic is going to be Jennifer. Is going to be involved.
She's winning.
But so Tammy has a little bit of an issue with her because she, like, you know, last week she told her not to be the bone carrier, but she's continuing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And she told Shawnee that Tammy may have an issue with her because Shawnee didn't laugh at her jokes about Evelyn, but yet she laughed at Evelyn's jokes about Tammy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of on a fence about, like, if Jen was wrong for telling Shawnee that, because it's like they're all cool, so maybe just in conversation, like, yeah, Tammy, you know, feels a way about you. Right. So with that one for Jennifer, I'm actually not that upset with her about that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say I'm upset. I think her approach just could be a little different in certain situations. But I'm like, I don't really think Tammy should actually be that kind of mad over her, like, laughing. Yeah, you know what I mean? We all kind of laugh and we all don't laugh. So it's just like,
That's what I was
saying. She was a little too serious on that one. I was like, you're reaching a little bit.
I mean, when you have two friends that are beefing and you're in the middle, it's hard. Like, if you make a joke about Laura, I'm going to be like, ha ha.
That's right, you are.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But something I caught on to with Tammy, and I'm always like, Tammy is, you know, tell it like it is and everything like that. So when she talked to Jen, when it was just her and Jen, she was like, if you're going to laugh, like I just said, like, laugh at both of us, right?
Right.
So that's what she said to Jen. But then when she was talking to Shawnee, she was like, well, you know, because it's hard at a comedy show. So, like, making it seem like her issue with her not laughing
was at the comedy
show. But it
that
really
was a little
like,
underlying shade.
Was like, no, that was your issue. So, you know, you just don't want to make Boss Lady mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, what if her jokes just weren't funny? Like, about Evelyn, you know what I mean? Like, what if Evelyn kind of just portrayed Tammy in, like, a funnier light than how she did her on, like, that comedy stage? It's like, be real a little bit.
I'm not even going to lie. Because, like, when she made the joke about Evelyn, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that wasn't really a laugh. That was a, ooh.
little chuckle. Like, ooh, this is getting real messy. Ooh,
little chuckle there. But, What was I gonna say about that? Because, oh, so, and then also, so you have the two of them, Tammy and Shawnee, talking. So then the three of them get together, Tammy, Jen, and Shawnee, at NARS. Side note, I need to find that large NARS store.
Right? Where was that?
I haven't seen them have a standalone store.
I haven't either. It's always little products that's right? Sephora and all that.
Oh, stuff. That's where we're getting the orgasm.
Yeah, but anyway.
I guess I gotta finish that sentence. That's where they were getting the orgasm eyeshadow.
Yes.
That's when they were getting orgasms at y'all.
People listening on iTunes are like,
like, this went real left.
Hey, that's my wives. All right.
Speaking of iTunes, though, make sure you guys go to iTunes.
Definitely.
Like our podcast, all of the podcasts on AfterBuzz. Actually, 5 stars. Leave your comments and rate it the 5 stars, like I said. So yes. Make sure you are to go do that.
Definitely.
But yeah, so Jen doesn't know what she wants to do. She starts mess, then she tries to get everyone back together. So she's trying to get Tammy and Evelyn to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, but you know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean? Because you know both of these women.
Yeah.
You know how they are.
Yeah.
That'll happen when hell freezes over.
She's kind of giving me the vibes of, like, that kid who kind of, like, moves away. It was like, you grew up at high school together, and then you move away for, like, a couple years, and then you come back to the school, and then you're just like, oh, we pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, you missed a couple years. Like, there's a friendships that have died now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's just trying to come back and, like, say her little piece, and it's like, girl, it's not really needed anymore.
Yeah. It's not. Because then she's doing the same thing. Well, this one went a little bit better, because she's doing the same thing with Evelyn in Malaysia.
Yes.
But that went a little bit better.
That did. So I didn't know where that was going to go, because Malaysia walked in that room. Malaysia was not here for it.
Yeah, you can know. Malaysia's like hard to kind of see, like to read her face.
Evelyn seemed like she went in for, I don't know if this is editing or not, she went in for the hug. It didn't seem like they hugged, or maybe
they
could have cut the hug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe because like, oh.
Because Evelyn was very, but she was very like happy to sit down and have a conversation with her, which I think that they would be like good like shopping buddies.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they would have a good little kiki together and have a good time.
But that happens sometimes when you have a person, you know, a friend in between because that person doesn't like the other person. And
a dark cloud.
Puts you in the dark cloud.
The dark cloud. Exactly.
Puts you in an awkward position. Everyone's in awkward positions in this little circle.
Mm-hmm. Really,
but yeah, but it's good that they worked it out because sometimes people will be like, you're not friends with them, so I won't be friends with you. I won't even get to know you when it's like, we're grown. Get to know someone for themselves.
I just had this conversation with somebody about this. Yeah, like, and I'm that type of person, like, I don't mind, like, if I'm not friends with somebody, you could be friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
But trust and believe.
Other than that side I have. Like, it's where your loyalty lies.
Oh, y'all cool now? What y'all doing today?
What y'all be talking about?
Your little friend?
Throw that shade. I think it's like, it depends on how bad the drama is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With them, Jackie did kind of go below the belt, so I might be able to understand it a little bit, but sometimes people, it's just really petty and really small.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just depends.
And I think Malaysia knows that Jackie was wrong in that situation. Yeah. I mean, bring us
it seems like Malaysia is kind of taking like the high road this episode. It's like she's like really on the positive end of things.
Well, she did say that she found peace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, was it in that alleged $75 million divorce settlement that she got? She got some peace.
Oh, I'll get some peace out of that.
Okay. Well, I didn't
know. Don't say that to husband.
I'm just kidding.
It's like, nah, husband, no.
Oh, man.
That's
a lot of money in a settlement. Jesus.
$75 million. I mean, it was like with the houses, the cars, and stuff like that. But grand total, $75 million.
Wow.
So who wouldn't go through a $75 million divorce?
Give me a lot of peace.
A whole lot of peace.
All that peace. I
mean, real content, real fast.
Back
to normal.
Well, speaking of peace, Jackie's trying to find some.
Oh, she is.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
So. Don't give me that face.
You're not here for it?
It's about time.
Yeah,
it
I was
going
to say, I think this is the first time that we've all been like, Jackie, oh.
Yeah.
Not like Jackie, oh.
Okay. Right. Exactly.
You know?
I mean, it was just like a lot I didn't know.
Yeah.
About Jackie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that she was a foster child.
I didn't either.
I didn't know, like, the way she grew up. So, actually, hearing the way she grew up, it kind of, like, a light went off in my head was like, That's the reason why you have so much anger.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the reason why you find it hard to love your children.
Yeah. Like she finally let her guard down and we were able to like dive into Jackie's really world. Yeah.
So like, it's a whole, you know, as I told you before, like a Iyanla Van Zandt need to come in and fix that family life.
Iyanla, call him.
What's unfortunate is that, you know, she has her issues with Takari, but I think when it was Shani that kind of expressed to her, like, you didn't hug me a lot, and saying that she had issues with her. Right. And I think that kind of...
It triggered her a little
bit. Like, okay.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, because she looks at that daughter as, like, that's
her
my,
everything.
My, and you can tell.
Yeah. Definitely, she's, like, a favorite.
She's the favorite daughter. Yeah.
We don't even see the son anymore. I think the son kind of made his little appearance when they did their little vow renewal thing. Yeah. And then it was like...
And that was
But then in situations like that, I wonder, where was Doug?
That's true, too, though.
If she was, like, not displaying this affection to her daughters, or she was pushing them away, or she
But
was...
remember, he's a ball player, so he was probably always on a roll. She was on, like, some single mom
situation. But, I mean,
when
he came home, he didn't see the dysfunction in his home? Or does she have him that wrapped to where he...
Well, Shani is Doug's daughter, right?
Yeah. But
Takari is Takari has a different...
Right.
Yeah.
But their age difference is like a couple years. So, I mean, she grew up in the home with them.
For sure.
Yeah.
Did she?
But, yeah, did she?
I think there was a situation there.
I
think there was a minute there where she was... I think Jackie's... Takari's grandmother... I think maybe raised her.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Maybe. I don't know. I need to do some deep diving on that. But
I think you are right, though, because I think she went back to saying that, like, the like Shanti and then, like, the son were kind of brought up differently and they were spoiled more than she kind of got, like, anything else, like Christmases and stuff like that. She didn't get that love or the gifts or whatever type of thing, and, like, she just kind of felt, like, outcasted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is good to see her get some help finally.
Yeah.
And something that the therapist said that stuck out to me was like, your help doesn't come from outside of you. It comes from you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. And sometimes people do that. They look for help from other people to solve their problems, but it's like it has to start with you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she did.
Hopefully this show is helping Jackie realize, which I think it is, helping her realize the issues.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You
know? To be honest, I kind of think this should be like Jackie's last season. Like, it's like, okay, now we're kind of like into your world, but it's like, I feel like now you kind of need to take that step back to like figure out your whole family dynamic. You know what I mean? Yeah, mend your relationships and kind of like,
that's
kind of sad.
Takara has four kids?
I think three or four.
Yeah, I think you're three
so
or
then
four.
Jackie's the grandmother of like boys, probably like four or five with Shani. So it's like, it's time to
get
plus, like, you get to a certain age, like, don't you just want to like sit back and enjoy your family
that's
and
what
like
I'm
ride
too.
Out your life, you know, and have some like have
know,
some good times?
You gotta look at it. Jackie, her fame is now. She didn't have her fame years ago.
She was in Doug's shadow.
But she was known as the crazy basketball wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, she was popping off on people. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she run off on a court or like was on the sideline or something like that.
She hit Rick Fox, I think, in the head. He was going in the tunnel. They got him and Doug got into it on the court. It might have been Rick Fox. It may have been somebody else. But yeah, they got into it and he going through the tunnel, she hit the person in the head, like with her bag or something.
Jackie.
That's like my hometown hero, LeBron James, his mama.
LeBron James is my boyfriend.
Really?
Oh, yes.
You see, I got on the jersey tonight because the Cavs go win.
No.
Anyway,
don't get me started on this whole.
Do we have a division?
That's right. I got you. I'm a little neutral, but this ain't looking too good.
I'm a little neutral, and it's just
it ain't how you start, baby. It's how you finish.
Oh no, okay,
that's right.
Come through with the juice.
We have some specials. Well, a special segment to do tonight. And we are going to call this special segment Foul Play.
Ooh, foul on a play.
Just to explain to you guys foul what our play. Special segment is going to be. Foul Play will be kind of a moment like that we didn't like, a mean moment from one of the girls, and something they said, something they did. So, who wants to go first?
Something they wore.
Oh!
I mean, I'm sorry, my foul play is OG in that crazy outfit.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
That is some foul play. I don't need to see your whole butt cheeks with that.
I think she should have saved that for her man on a vacation somewhere on an island, Jamaica, maybe, like a honeymoon.
I would not shade her 100%. I'll shade her 99.5 because she has a nice shape.
She has
a very nice shape.
It's her birthday.
And it's her birthday,
So you can wear whatever you want?
Yeah.
On your birthday?
You can cry if you want. I guess you can wear.
I'm just saying, know your audience, right?
Clearly, she didn't have one there.
No. I don't know. That's my foul play of it.
My foul play is back to OG and Kristen. when OG emphasized that Kristen's husband was
missing,
nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm. Find your man, girl.
Find your man.
I have to agree. I think my foul play was that same situation too, because it's like, yeah, like I was saying, I was like, what? That had me thinking, like, where my man was at the same time. Like, wait, hold on.
I'm texting my invisible man. Like, they looking for you. We looking for you.
Hey, Gina.
I'm looking for you.
Hey, Gene 101, where you at? You with the baby still?
Mine is, it's with those two, that duo, but it's actually with Kristen, because when she went on with the whole wee tangent, like, why are you so mad? I didn't understand it. So that was my foul play. Like, Kristen, calm down.
Yeah. She was probably bothered that day.
I feel like OG was, like, aggressive, but I just, like, why? Your entitlement, because you know Shawnee and everything, but you're new here as well.
Yeah.
Also, can you clear something up for me just 1 second? So Kristen gets into it with Evelyn and Jen, right? Mm-hmm. And then this episode, we see her just, like, out to lunch with them, just, like, hanging like girls, right? Yeah. Are they just, like, kiss and make up? Are they cool?
I guess they kiss and make up.
I think they kind of swept it under the rug at the
Or does Chris, is Kristen that desperate to be inserted into the group?
I think she's
She's, like...
Well, remember, they started off as Kiki girls.
Yeah.
And okay. then last week's episode kind of put them into a situation.
Yeah. And then the spa party, they were like, well, can we end it here? Yeah. Okay. Let's end it, so... Yeah.
So after a couple, you know, after the tears are shed, all is forgiven. In reality,
the vodka tears.
Jen and Evelyn are the OGs, and she may be trying to, you know, get on their good side.
Well, I mean, I guess it's how you play the game, right?
Yeah. Oh,
that's how you play basketball.
Yeah, that's how you play basketball, wives. She's been watching. She's been watching, girl.
Taking it play by play.
Right.
I guess that's what you need to do. Well, we have a lot. We have some news as well this week.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Holy mackerel, you guys. We have so much news to talk about. Let's start with a little Shawnee shade, shall we? So, Shawnee allegedly... Well, no, that was not the right... Is there one that says Shawnee 1 on the graphics up there? Mr. Producer Man. Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
So, Shawnee was allegedly run down by TMZ reporters at LAX and was asked if she was going to be in attendance of Gloria Govan's wedding to Derek Fisher. And she replied with, I'm sorry, who?
It was real overcast.
And she smiled just like that. Just like that.
So she had some shade. Obviously, she went on to say, no, I don't think I'll be attending that wedding once they cleared that up for her. So
that was a proper response. Well, for Shawnee.
Yeah. Totally. Hey, get it, girl. I'm not mad at it. On to Miss Tammy. So we got some news about Miss Tammy. She is getting body shamed, apparently, for being too skinny, allegedly. She's dropped about 30 pounds and says now she's getting body shamed. But she did reach out to fellow friend Halle Berry, who also has diabetes, because they both share that. And Halle was very forthcoming with some healthy lifestyle tips for her. So hopefully we'll see less of her body shaming. But...
As long as she's
news,
healthy.
Yeah,
as
right?
As long as she's healthy.
Well, I know there was some, like, alleged diet pill
situation.
I know, and it's
like, when you start taking pills and stuff, does that really make your process, like, a healthy process? You know what I mean? Like, your journey, your weight loss journey?
With diabetes, depending on which one that she has, I do know, like, some depending on the one, there are some medications that actually can make you lose weight.
Yeah.
I know, like,
yeah.
People think diabetes, they automatically think, like, overweight and things like that, but that's not always the case. So it could be...
She said, you know, she changed up her whole diet and eating, and she's trying to be healthy and live right. Basically, the thing that Halle Berry said to her, she said, I was talking to Halle, and she said, Tammy, the truth of the matter is you either want to live or you want to die. You can continue thinking you want, you can continue thinking you think and doing what you're doing, but you're not going to be here for very long.
That's,
and so that's kind of what.
That's deep.
I wonder if she still got her booty.
Oh, you know what? I saw her in that jumpsuit when she walked away at the pool. She got a good booty.
She still got it?
Yeah.
Don't lose the booty.
But see, she had some work done too, though, didn't she?
She's had a fat transfer.
Yeah. She did.
That's it's not gonna stay
there. Now there's a debate about this on Instagram. That's not technically like fake booty. That's real booty. That's your fat. Transfer. Fat transfer is like your booty.
Yeah, but somebody else put it in there for you. Is it your booty?
Implants, but. It wasn't, you know.
It's still
know,
a process. It's still not homegrown.
Mm-hmm. Those didn't come from squats.
No.
It's your fat.
Well, again, I'm not mad at it.
Okay, look, I'm not like, I take it.
On to other news.
Well, and other news with Miss Tammy, it looks like she's going to get her own spinoff reality show. Jay Lamar knows about that.
Yes, Tammy Roman is getting her own spinoff reality show.
Tammy is secure in the bag.
Yes.
Like, Bonnet Chronicles is doing really well. Yeah. And it's like, now she has this whole reality show. Everybody's trying to get a little piece of Tammy.
So, allegedly, it's going to be executive produced by Mona Scott Young.
Oh, okay, so now we got that Love and Hip Hop spin on.
So you know it's gonna be a little something, and it's gonna be called the Beverly Trill.
You know what? You know this just seems
so it's gonna be fairly interesting.
This is I'm here
ghetto
for.
Ghetto written all over, it.
And I'm happy for Tammy. Tammy has been, you know, trying to secure
it
her
seems
back
like
for
she's
years.
Been, yeah, she's
you
know been a lot.
She's trying to get this spin off for a while, but I'm very curious as to why Shawnee O'Neal did not jump on this bandwagon.
Shawnee's
busy. Executive produce it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really wondering why Shawnee didn't jump on this bandwagon.
Maybe mm-hmm. sometimes it is kind of best to not mix business with, you know, friendship type of thing.
When it's
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
she didn't want
to. That's going to be a different, because with Shawnee not being involved in the show herself, yeah. you know, and just being a producer, that they could end up probably butting heads. And
yeah,
it's probably best for their friendship.
So I wonder how much content actually Tammy has, and like, will the show be like fulfilled? Because I know it'll probably have her daughters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, what else?
It's probably, I don't know. I wonder if it's going to be like a reality, kind of like a day in the life, or is mm-hmm. it going to be like a scripted type of, hopefully mm-hmm. not. Cause I like Tammy. Yeah. I feel like she's so real and genuine
yeah.
that it's like, I don't want her to be like on some scripted.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta, like, she got to be in the hood now. You know what I mean? Like,
I got this feeling that she's pulling away from Basketball Wives.
She should.
She might.
As you know, this season, she's very much so like, I'm not doing this today.
Yeah.
She left the pool party when it got a little thick.
It's kind of like the Kim Zolciak Real Housewives of Atlanta situation. Mm-hmm. I think once you get your own show, it's like, girl, I need you.
Okay.
But didn't Kim go back to Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Partially.
Okay.
It's not welcome.
Partially, but she's not welcome. Okay. Anymore.
I'm just saying.
Anymore. But that's just Tammy. That's good.
That's so fun. I'm excited for Tammy. I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I will.
I'm definitely going to watch. And then our last little bit of news. Guys, have you seen this Instagram war between Takari and Chantel, Jackie's daughters?
It's so juicy, if they don't take this sibling rivalry to some text messages in private, like,
first off, who picked this picture of Takari, this jailbird picture of Takari?
That's our old MySpace flick.
What the shark
say? That's a little bit unfortunate.
That pose when you're trying to model, you think you're like trying to do something. Like,
yeah, with the belt and everything. Yeah. That's straight eighth grade.
Stop it.
I wonder if her belt had her name on it. Remember the little belt that had it?
And meanwhile, y'all give this slayage of a picture.
Right?
That's just not fair.
This is why they're beefing.
Jackie probably put it out there.
Jackie did this.
She made this collage.
Oh, man. Anyway, so the beef between these ladies, Lord have mercy, guys. So basically, Takari posted on Instagram what I thought was a super sweet message about her sister and saying, you know, I can only imagine, you know, that you're an amazing mom. I only wish you happiness, health, and wealth. Have the best birthday ever. Happy birthday, baby sister. To which Shanti. Anyway, she hops into the comment section and basically goes off on Takari, yes, saying, I have no ill wishes towards you, but this isn't genuine of you. Basically accuses her of doing this in public for attention. Accuses her of, you know, you want me to hate mom. That's not going to happen. So clearly there is some animosity that is going on.
I wonder,
going down.
When did Chantel discover that Takari was against her mom? Because to me, they've been cool all these years. They got Christmas pictures together. She says she's visited her nieces and nephews. She's taking care of them.
I think she went back and said it, though. I think it was like, I think when she kind of went to the blogs and started bashing Jackie mm-hmm. about like the whole her son being burned and then like her not being there and not doing anything for that whole situation. I think that's when she kind of like took a step back, like, no, you know, I was there firsthand. I know what mom did.
The book.
And the book too. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. But
yeah.
I mean, but she never negated the fact that Jackie wasn't there for her.
That's true.
She never said that, no, Jackie wasn't there for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, she took care. Like, what was your definition of taking care of her versus taking care of your sister? Like, yourself versus her taking care of the sister? Because I feel like Jackie, like, you can very much well tell on television, like, who her favorite daughter is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think that this... I don't think Takari's lying. Like, I don't think there's a lie.
But I think from Shani's point of view, like, because like we said, we do believe that Takari wasn't in the same household. So... Shani had a different experience, and she's going to be protective over her mother, unfortunately. You know, that is your sister, but they didn't really grow up to get that bond.
Yeah.
So you're going to naturally want to protect your mom. I'm not saying it's right, but, like, that's kind of why it's like, but hold
what made
on
her,
now.
What made her go against her mother in the first place and develop that rapport with her sister?
Well, I think the beginning of the end, I heard an interview that Takari gave last week, and she said a lot of things, but... one of them was that it kind of started in 2011 when she was living in one of her mom's properties. Basically, all of her aunts and uncles show up with garbage bags, say her mom is evicting her because the bank is taking the house in the morning. She had a two-month-old baby. She had another child at the time. And she said she kind of alleged to the fact that that was the beginning of the end for them, that was kind of the first time. She was on the phone with her mom. Her mom was trying to soothe her through the process. But really, from there on out, I don't think she felt... supported or
yeah,
but now that makes me think, is she being vindictive because mom isn't fully supporting you, or do you think that, you know, mom is fully funding your other siblings and not you?
So some jealousy, yeah.
Because like
it's just some underlying like issues. They just need a whole yeah. Like you were saying, like Yana, like they just need like a whole therapy session, because it's down. Like it's stuff that's like deep rooted. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. If Takari's feeling some type of way like on their upbringing, you know what I mean? It's like that's something that you're holding on to. Like it's like the therapist was saying, like she's probably holding on to like her 7-8-year-old self that she's like battling with, you know what I mean? And it's like she doesn't know how to like express that, I guess. Yeah.
And do we think that this, like, I feel like that was such an overreaction from Shani to hop in the comments and just go off on Takari when all she said was happy birthday, baby sister.
Yeah.
Right?
But and she didn't even tag her.
No.
She didn't even tag her. So she like... She didn't want you to see it, but she didn't tag her.
Well, maybe that's why. Because like, you didn't even tag
you
me.
Didn't even
so
tag
maybe
you
this said? Is, you know, just some for shade, publicity and stuff.
Like, at the end of the day, T.T. Iyanla, please.
Reach out
come
to
help them, please.
Please reach out to his family.
Because
they need
fixing.
They need you.
They really do.
But see, I'm definitely just not even here for, like, if you're going through something with your family, having those comments and stuff online is never, it's never right. You know what I mean? It's going to only go messy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because people are going to be like, oh, you didn't need to say that on the internet. Why'd you put us on blast?
And but if she's going to call out Takari for putting that on the internet, I'm going to call out her for putting her response on the internet.
That too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't be hypocritical like that. You know, you can't
or
say,
if every Monday night I'm tuning in watching you and my mother talk about me,
that's
why can't
true
I
too
put my rebuttal
into it, yeah,
on
that
Instagram? Is true.
That's her only platform to kind of clap back or say what she needs to say.
I did watch an interview where somebody said that maybe... the Basketball Wives franchise should reach out to Takari and ask her to join.
They should. I'm surprised they haven't.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a couple episodes
there.
Too late.
Like, maybe she doesn't want to.
Y'all know who the boss is.
Shani ain't having it.
I don't know. I don't think that she would want that type of...
Yeah, because
like, that could be very detrimental to the family.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if I were Takari, if I would jump on that bandwagon. Yeah.
Girl,
that check. Well,
I'll be as messy as Jennifer. Sure will.
But see, it's like, are you gonna sell your kind of your family and your like sanity for a check? It's just like,
but I feel like that's what she's doing anyway with the books and the blogs.
It is.
Yeah, but
Takari on a fine line. She on a fine.
And they come at her, but like to be on the show and probably be in their presence and be ganged up on. That's different than kind of dealing with it from afar.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah,
they do need like a on the Fix My Life type of episode where it's like real intimate. And it's just the family, and you guys kind of have that
like
setting
I said,
more
I'm
than.
Very interested in what Doug Christie, what part did he play in this?
I'm telling you, like,
there's no, to me, there's no way that he could have married Jackie and not been aware
what was going
of
on,
the hatred that she supposedly has.
I was thinking the same thing.
I feel like we need to get a copy of that book.
Yeah,
you know, my girl Jan got it.
I know.
You know,
I was
Jan
gonna say you said the family, just the family and Jennifer, because you know she inserted herself in that.
That book, yeah, we need to get that book and read it. So,
anyway.
I wonder if Evelyn still has those emails of the couple pages that
she probably
the little excerpts that she was getting.
Yeah, she's a little messy too.
A little.
Okay. Evelyn real messy. I think Evelyn's more petty than messy. Like,
yeah,
she'll
she's
some
more,
like
she's
shady
a petty queen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Well, let's talk about what we think will happen next week. Let's look at
predictions.
Hello.
You're AfterBuzz TV.
I'll kick it off real quick. So we see in the clip that Malaysia and OG are going to go at it. Those are two hotheads. And even though Malaysia has found her peace, I'm just here for good drama. I like watching fights on TV. That's probably wrong. But I would like to see. I just like to see them go at it. I think they will. Yes. Like I said, they're both hotheads. And I would like, I kind of want old Malaysia to come out.
I'm waiting for that Compton Malaysia to come out. Yeah.
I miss Lakeisha.
Which one? The blonde one?
Oh, yeah, she off the blonde with the bob. With well, the she got to pull the bangs to the side and argue correctly.
You know what?
Like, OG what? Right.
They were a little fluffy.
What was that? Fluffy bang. And that's her wig line, sis. Straighten that out.
But I'm just, I they're going to go at it, and I think they're going to have a little tussle. I hope they have a little tussle.
You said some camera shaking.
I think OG is going to get a little refreshment. She may look a little thirsty like one day that. And a
y'all know
couple drinks.
Malaysia's a jumper.
Yeah, she
that's
jumps.
What I'm saying. I'm
over the table.
I love Malaysia. Malaysia jumps.
That's that Compton Lakeisha coming out.
Right. Well, I'm a prediction. I'm ready for to see CC come back. Mm-hmm. I don't have any prediction about what she'll come back next week with, but I'm ready to see her come back.
Yeah, try to stand up for herself.
Yeah. I mean, I missed her in this episode because she missed the pool party. Cause, because she was doing happy endings and stuff. So.
No way.
I mean, my prediction is not very nice, but I predict that. I predict that Shawnee's going to stage every single scene that we've seen. I'm a little bit over seeing like everything feel a little set up and a little like. Presentational even like I needed to feel a little grittier so maybe that's my prediction that things start to get a little raw a little gritty next week.
Y'all, I'm waiting for Kristen to pop off. OG is gonna come for her at that little party talking about you looking like a desperate housewife. That's like when she just needs to flip the whole little whatever persona she has going on to like the hood Kristen or something.
So
real quick,
this will be her her moment of opportunity.
Yes, it definitely is. It's like and next week is your time.
If you gonna hang with Evelyn, Evelyn needs to know this that you're about to die like that. Yes. So if you gonna attack or you gonna fall back. Pick one.
We'll see.
Kristen,
pick one. Yeah. Well, you guys will join us next week and we can see if all these predictions kind of come true. Yes. You guys can find me on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Elmarie TV.
Yes, you guys can find me, Jay Lamar, at I Am Jay Lamar on all social media platforms.
You guys can find me at Instagram as The Only Kayla Renee, and then Twitter is actually at Catching K. Ooh, so yeah, find me on those.
Love
we'll
it.
Switch it. We'll switch it.
Okay. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you later, guys.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.